Ben found Jay in the school library.
How much do you need?
Said Jay.
I looked it up online. I think about $100 will cover everything.
Sorry, buddy. I just don't have that sort of money.
Said Jay.
What are you talking about? You always have money.
Said Ben.
I've been spending too much, so I listened to Mom. I put it all in the bank for a fixed time. I can't get it back for 3 months.
What am I going to do?
Said Ben.
Lucy's already told her friends that we're going. It'll be so embarrassing for her if we don't go. I've got to think of something quickly.
What about your family?
Asked Jay.
Well, Dad is out. I already owe him.
What about your mom?
She'll always ask Dad first, so no chance.
What about Tasha?
Are you crazy? I'd never ask her for anything, and she'd never give it to me if I did.
Said Ben.
It doesn't look like you have too many other choices at this point.
Said Jay.
I'd rather go to the dentist every day for a year than ask Sasha for money.
Said Ben. But Jay was right. He had no other choice. So that night, he asked Sasha.
You're rude to my friends. You're not even polite to me. And you want me to lend you money? No way,
she said. Wednesday. Ben saw Lucy on the front steps when he arrived at school. She was running to her music class. She ran past and gave him a big smile.
The Beast!
She shouted happily as she ran up the stairs.
The Beast!
Ben shouted back. He felt awful. Thursday. Ben was riding to school when his cell phone rang. Jay's name flashed up on the screen.
Hey, Ben. Can you meet me at the bike track by the river? Come quickly. You're not going to believe this.
What's up?
I can't tell you now. Just get over here.
Ben rode his bike to the river. Jay was where he said he would be. He was holding an expensive-looking leather bag.
I was walking to school along here when I saw this amazing black sports car turn into Riverside Road. As it turned, this fell off the back of it.
He said,
You made me come all the way over here just to tell me that?
Said Ben.
You could have told me that on the phone.
Look inside,
said Jay. Ben took the bag and opened it. The bag was full of money. $100 bills. A lot of them.
Wow,
said Ben. He had never seen so much money before.
Yeah,
said Jay.
There's $3,000. I counted it. There's something else. A weird note. Look.
Ben pulled the note out of the bag. It was handwritten on yellow paper. The writing was very neat. It said, B, here's the $3,000. Get it to N today. Last chance. D.
What does it mean?
Asked Ben.
I don't know. It's kind of weird, isn't it? Last chance? That's why I called you. I was scared somebody saw me pick it up.
What are we going to do with it?
Said Ben.
Do? Take it to the police, of course.
Said Jay.
What else would we do?
I'm thinking. Let me think.
said Ben. Jay looked at his friend.
Look, Ben, I know what you're thinking, but this could be drug money. It could be gang money. Who puts $3,000 in a bag and then lets it fall off the back of a car? Let's not mess around with it,
Jay said.
Jay, listen. If I took, say, $100, just enough for Adventure World, and we gave it to the police, nobody would ever know,
said Ben.
What about the note? It says $3,000, and there is $3,000 in the bag. If there's some missing, won't the police be suspicious?
Yeah, well, we'd have to throw the note away.
If we throw it away, it will make it really hard for the police to find out anything. Isn't it a crime to do that? Destroying evidence or something?
Said Jay.
Okay, how about this? We just hide the bag and the rest of the money for a month or so. I could pay back the $100 and then we could hand it in.
I don't want to be part of that. If you get away with it and nobody comes for it, you're not going to want to hand it in, are you?
You don't have to be part of it, Jay. I could do it on my own,
said Ben.
But I found it. You'd have to lie to the police about that. Are you ready to do that? And what if the person whose money it is really, really needs it? What if they're sick or something?
Yeah, you're right. We should just take it to the police. We should. But let's just hide it for one night and think about it.
I don't know, Ben. One night? I guess one night is okay.